You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get into anything else, let's take care of a couple little tidbits here. One of them, I can't help but laugh. And I wonder how many of our listeners, probably the majority, can relate to this. When an all-staff email is sent out, you know, and it goes to so many, it can be dozens of people. And yet most people on the staff know that that email was sent out for just one person.
I've never understood why that happens.
Well, I do. I understand
well,
why.
Well, I know it's a CYA.
Because you can't upset that one person and single them out.
Oh, but if it's...
But you just know
yeah.
when you read it, you're like, oh, this doesn't apply. This was sent out so that one person would get the message.
Sure.
But we have to kind of say it to everybody.
Right. Waggle the finger at everyone.
Yeah. It's like for instance, let's say hypothetically on a staff, there's like reserved parking spaces and there's this one jerk that keeps parking like, you know, in the boss's spot or something like that. And so the boss sends out a mass all-staff email that says, you know, just so all of you know that we have assigned parking spaces mm-hmm. for a reason, blah, 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 blah. And everyone on the staff like, well, it's just because of that guy. We all have to get that email because of that guy.
Generally, I understand all those, but there's been like a few occasional times that we've received an email for that, you know, that blanket email. But then it gets you thinking like, oh, my God, what did I do? Did I screw
right.
something up? Was that me that parked in the spot? You know, right. I hate that because you start second guessing like, oh, no, maybe that was me doing that, you know?
Yeah. And we get just maybe talk. Introspective like, wait a minute. Yeah. Have I been bad?
Yeah. So there's got to be a way that you can just talk to that one person instead of doing this to all of us.
No,
I don't know.
It'll never change.
Probably not.
Anyway, so that makes me laugh. The other thing I want to talk about, even though I know this is the exact opposite time of year we would normally be having this conversation, but it's exactly the reason why I want to have it. If you look out your window and you see that snow on the ground, the last thing anybody is thinking about is their lawn, right? It's covered in snow. You don't even think about it. I have reached the point where I am fed up with the whole idea of keeping a lawn. We had a conversation this weekend about this, about the grass and how much you have to water it, and then the cutting and the edging and the manicuring and then this for no reason other than some sort of visual. Now, I will acknowledge that in your house with two little kids mm-hmm. who probably go out in the backyard occasionally, not every day, but occasionally, it makes a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But even the people who are like, well, I've got children. If they're honest, 98% of the time, those kids aren't anywhere near a blade of grass.
Could be.
And we have these giant lawns everywhere. Listen, I happen to live in a place where I don't get a lot of snow. All right? But I have a lawn guy because the lawn, it's a pretty big expanse or whatever. And it irks me when I watch them come out and do stuff. And I think, I have a lawn. Think about this for a second. I have a lawn purely to keep this guy employed.
Right.
That's why
yeah,
I have the
that's
lawn.
An interesting way of thinking about it.
I have a front and a backyard that's pretty sizable, whatever, and I want to rip all the grass out.
Well, what are you going to put in its place? You just
that's
gonna rock
what I'm asking
everything?
You because you're the landscape specialist of the two of
We're
us.
We're just going to rock it?
I know I don't because I don't like rock. I think that I don't care
you
for that.
You could turf
look.
It. You want to put turf down?
No, because I think that look. I just I'm trying to understand why I'm paying a guy to have something that I never walk on.
Well, make it a point to start going outside then
oh,
in the summer.
Oh, that'll do it. That's right.
Well, make
I
a,
do go outside.
Go out
but
there
I've got
and
this
enjoy
beautiful
it.
Deck.
Well,
I'm outside all the time, but I'm not going to go. You're a big talker. You don't ever just take your shoes off and go out and walk out on your grass just for the sake of walking on your grass and then turn around and walk back.
Well, I do. I mean, we've documented over the years on how I have to have the best lawn in the neighborhood. That was my hesitation with getting another dog is because they go out and leave the brown spots
but
in
see,
the yard.
But see, that's a different story altogether because now that's just, again, the one-upsmanship we were talking about.
Yeah, but I like the grass. I like having a yard. I like the green. I mean, I don't know, man.
I got to figure out a way of doing the xeriscaping stuff that looks
really
good.
Well, talk to your lawn guy. He probably has got a guy, or he can do it for you.
I don't know.
Or move. You better get yourself an apartment.
I don't think I haven't thought of it. You know, for that year or so that I lived at that high rise behind the radio station.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It was great.
There was no grass to take care of.
Yeah, man.
But all of our listeners, like I said, this is the exact opposite time of year that we normally would think about this. But cast your mind back, everybody. And if you're brutally honest, you are pumping out.
I don't like how much it takes to water it. I don't like watering it.
Just to put a patch of green in front of your house that you're never setting foot on, except when you're pushing the lawnmower across it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why
maybe
we pay for that.
Maybe just you.
I don't think so, buddy.
I don't know.
I'm not saying there's not people who say, oh, look at my beautiful lawn.
Yeah.
But it's the most useless thing in the world. A front yard.
What is your wife thinking about all this?
She'd love to rip it. She wants to plant some sort of like, it's not like a moss, but it's. I'd have to ask her. I'll send her a text and ask her.
I'm sure you can do some things with moss and boulders. And
here's the other thing. We still have an HOA.
Oh, they'll approve it.
I don't know. Because 100% of the houses in this area all have a lawn. And so I'm sure they would say, you can't have that one. How much... You think about the amount of water. That's a very valuable resource.
Yeah.
That is just pumped out in sprinkler systems, especially in Colorado, which is a high desert.
Yeah.
And we're pumping out all that water.
I know. That's the only downside to it. I don't like that every summer, getting all the water. I don't know, buddy. I'm seeing a condo or something in your future. It's time to downsize.
I don't know why there's not a middle ground. You know, like, what else can...
Middle ground would be just landscaping and doing all that, and then just having a little patch of grass in the middle around the landscaping and the lava rock.
What is with you and rock?
I don't know. You're just looking for low-maintenance rock, man. You don't have to do anything to it. What else is there besides turf?
What do you think of those houses that put like the artificial green
that's the turf
down?
I like it. Except in the winter.
And then in the middle of winter, like say January when everything melts off and you've got this stark green.
Bright green. A neighbor
like
of mine did some of that in his backyard. He did like a swath down the side of it and he turned that into his like cornhole tournament area. So
you
it's nice,
be kidding
and
me.
Turf has come a long way, my friend. I went over there and I was walking on and touching it. You would never know that it was fake, but it's a whole cornhole tournament side of his house, and I was like, oh, I gotta do this.
What do? You live next door to a frat house?
I know. No, just a 60-year-old guy with a lot of money.